Hello, everybody. I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. And this is talking about Nick Timothy's outburst regarding Muslim prayer on Trafalgar Square. In case you're not familiar with London, that is the main square in the heart of London, the geographic centre of London. All distances from London are measured from the equestrian statue of Charles I on Trafalgar Square. And on Monday, an iftar event was held there. In case you don't know, it's the month of Ramadan, which is just a month of fasting where observant Muslims do not eat or drink in daylight hours. And iftar is at sunset when they break their fast, and they often pray before they do it. So Nick Timothy is a Conservative MP, and indeed he was Theresa May's right-hand man when she was Prime Minister. He wasn't an MP in back those days. One of the few people whom Theresa May trusts. She's actually quite a shy and retiring person, despite being a politician. She was not in it as a show woman. She was in it really for policy. But back to Nick Timothy. He's now an MP and the Shadow Justice Secretary. So an important position in the cabinet. And then he said that it was an act of domination and division for them to pray en masse there and so forth. And that they shouldn't have done it so close to a church and so on. He posted on X. Anyway, he said this, perform these rituals in mosques if you wish, but they are not welcome on our public places and shared institutions. Okay, wow. So that's it. Well, I mean, I disagree with him because there's no law against praying in public generally. Well, there is, appallingly, there is one outside abortion clinics. Why not? Even silently, even in your mind. Literally a thought crime, but this one. So why shouldn't they? You want to pray? You don't want to pray in Trafalgar Square? It's been used for Christian events. I remember one Easter, there was a sort of a reenactment of the crucifixion on Trafalgar Square, or there was the Festival of Light in the 70s, a sort of Christian evangelical anti-pornography campaign. But you use for other Christian events. I don't mind. Okay, I'm not a religious person. I'm not a Muslim. But if they want to pray there occasionally, I can perceive no harm. Who did it hurt? And Christians are allowed to pray in churches and outside in public, in the park or wherever you want. So I don't see what a problem with that is. Obviously, I wouldn't want that done every day because then people who want to use it for just walking through or whatever couldn't do it. But, you know, we vary it. You know, Pakistan Independence Day celebrated there. St. Patrick's Day was celebrated there. Indian Independence Day. There's Chinese New Year. There was a rally for Ukraine or whatever. There's some peace rallies. There are also some demonstrations and rallies. So, you know, Trafalgar Square is a shared public space. And the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, who's a Muslim, he was there praying as well. So it's appalling what he said. And obviously, it's needlessly insulting the Muslim community, about 6% of the population of the UK and growing. So it was the Ramadan Tent Project and says it's, it tries to improve relations between groups. So sort of an interfaith group. So iftar is this meal people have with friends and family afterwards. And so that their prayers are usually part of that. Goodness. Now, Keir Starmer said that he would be dismissed for saying that had he been in the Labour Party. But Mrs. Badenoch has spoken up for Nick Timothy, saying he's defending British values. Well, British values are not against public prayer or free expression of your religion. They're allowed to manifest their faith in public and so on. Goodness. So I think it's worrying. It was stupid of what he said. And then people are saying, Labour are saying, you know, that Nick Timothy, that he's appealing to the Tommy Robinsons of this world, to Islamophobes. The odd thing is Tommy Robinson, he's definitely said anti-Muslim things. At other times, he's actually said being reasonable towards Muslims. So does Tommy Robinson know what he believes? Does he contradict himself all the time? Trump contradicts him all the time. Or Tommy Robinson, is he just deeply cynical? Will say whatever he thinks for his own aggrandizement, possibly. Okay, so the Azan, which is the call to prayer, saying there is no God but Allah and Muhammad is his prophet. Okay, and Nick Timothy said, when in a public place, it's a declaration of domination. But, you know, many religions claim to be the only truth, and the same is true of the monotheistic religions. I mean, if you're a Christian, you believe in the Christian God, and that's exclusionary, because saying all the other ones are false gods and so forth. Wow. And then Nick Timothy in his ex post, he said, given their explicit repudiation of Christianity, they said it did not belong in church or cathedrals, close quotation. Well, they didn't do it at church or cathedral, they did it outside. Nick Timothy went on to say, I'm not suggesting everybody in Trafalgar Square last night is an Islamist, but the domination of public places is straight from the Islamist playbook. close quotation. So Islamists, it's not just ordinary Muslims and those who want some sort of theocratic state. Trafalgar Square belongs to us all. It's a national memorial to our independence and our salvation. Close quotation. No, well, okay, that's true. So it belongs to Muslims too, an essential part of British society. There's been a Muslim community for over 400 years in the United Kingdom. Those are the first Indian sailors. I mean, the United Kingdom didn't even exist as such. It was constituent parts, such as England. Now, they're very, very few, microscopically small proportion of the population till after the Second World War. And there were Muslims, certainly in South Britain in the Middle Ages, but very, very small numbers. I don't think there were a continuous community. Yeah. Okay. So they have the right to be there as much as Christians or atheists or Hindus or anything. Timothy said, last night was not like a televised football match or a St. Patrick's Day celebration. It was an act of domination and therefore division. It shouldn't happen again. End of the quotation. But wait a second. I mean, St. Patrick's Day, that's about Irish people. Now, non-Irish people, we allow them to come along, of course. But is that not, is it divisive because it's celebrating one country and not others? And I did see divisive things like pro-terrorist protesters there with their posters and advancing a controversial agenda, wanting to break up the United Kingdom and create a 32-party Republic of Ireland. And there were other things. So let me see. Domination, but football is about one team defeating another. And is that not exclusionary, as in one country defeats another when it's an international and so forth? So you know that white supremacist headbangers used to go to football matches. Obviously, the great majority of people who are football fans are not like that. Anyway, Sir Keir Starmer, I'm sorry to say I have to concur with him. And Sir Keir said, when I see religious events in Trafalgar Square, I see Hindus celebrating Diwali, I see Jews celebrating Hanukkah live. I see Christians performing the Passion of the Christ, or Muslims praying. It shows the great strength of our diverse city and country. I've never heard her party call out anything other than Muslim events. It's only when Muslims are praying. The only conclusion is the Tory party's got a problem with Muslims. Close quotation. Okay, so I'm sorry to say that Sir Keir is on the money on this one. Okay, so there are well over a billion Muslims in the world, and there's a huge spectrum between the loveliest people ever and some very bad people. But that would be true of Christianity or Buddhism or atheism or anything. And likewise, political ideologies. Why do people believe in religion? And the great majority of cases, because they happen to be born and brought up into it. And that repetition will overcome reason. And people will suspend their critical faculty in this one area because there's such a deep emotional attachment. Their self-esteem, their identity is invested in that. Want to be seen as a good son or daughter to your parents, a good sibling, good member of the community. To leave that faith community carries with it some very, very grave penalties, with the emphasis on the grave in some cases. But anyway, so there are laudable aspects of Islam about charity or whatever. What an act of self-abnegation, self-denial and discipline to forego food and even fluids during daylight hours. Well, I certainly couldn't do it myself. So it was distasteful, preposterous, you know, unlettered, ignorant, spiteful, malevolent, what Timothy had to say. And I'm afraid Mrs. Badenoch has not covered herself in glory. A freedom of religion does not mean the freedom to anything. It comes with responsibilities. Okay, well, sure it does. I wasn't being irresponsible. I don't see any harm was done by this whatsoever. So it was a really stupid own goal by Nick Timothy. Would I sack him for this if I were the leader of the party? I might make him apologize or something, but it's definitely bad news. Okay, so, you know, if it were up to me, yes, Muslims would be welcome to have organized prayer on Trafalgar Square. I mean, not too often, not every day. We could make it like once a month or something. I know Ramadan's not once a month, but because obviously we have to share it with all the other groups. Right, thank you very much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then PayPal, georgecarlinson@gmail.com, and do what you can to promote good interfaith relations.